This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hosts Western leaders in Kyiv as Ukraine marks 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The gathering took place as Ukrainian forces face an ammunition shortage and foreign aid hangs in the balance. Zelensky addressed his country at an airfield previously targeted by Russian paratroopers in the initial days of the conflict. Dear Ukrainian people, today we are in this symbolic place in Hostomel. It is here that Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to win the battle for our capital, a key battle of that blitzkrieg that he had planned. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke at the ceremony to express solidarity with Ukraine.
Your fight is our fight.
The world leaders arrived shortly after a Russian drone attacked a southern city in Ukraine, where at least one person was killed. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Heads of state across West Africa had an annual meeting Saturday, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At its annual summit in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, was being tested as member nations Niger and Mali, each of whom underwent military coups last year, and Burkina Faso, which suffered a military takeover in 2022, are seeking to withdraw from the regional organization. There's also the political crisis in usually stable democracy Senegal, where supposedly outgoing President Macky Sall postponed elections scheduled for later this month. In his opening statement, ECOWAS chief and Nigerian President Bolo Tinubu challenged his fellow member nations to address these issues head-on.
We must approach these issues with a sense of unity and commitment to the well-being of our people.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on candidate Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the presidential race.
Presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race regardless of the outcome of South Carolina's primary.
I'm going to continue to fight. I am not going anywhere.
Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, wasn't expected to win in her home state, where Donald Trump is led by wide margins in the polls. He says every primary win puts him closer to returning to the White House next year.
We have it in the grasp to make America richer and safer and stronger and prouder and more beautiful than ever before.
But Haley says she's not giving up, saying voters don't like Trump or Democrat Joe Biden.
There is a choice. We can leave the drama and the chaos. We can leave the incompetence. And we can go to something that is normal.
Asked how long she'll stay in the race, Haley says past Michigan to Super Tuesday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. and Britain have struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen. The strikes on Saturday answer a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia groups on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. According to U.S. officials, American and British fighter jets hit sites in eight locations. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity in order to provide early details of an ongoing military operation. This is the fourth time that the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since January 12th. But the U.S. has also been carrying out almost daily strikes to take out Houthi targets. After facing backlash regarding a state Supreme Court ruling on in vitro fertilization, Alabama lawmakers are making a bipartisan effort to make a legal fix. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawmakers began scrambling in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under state law. GOP State Senator Tim Melson, who's a doctor, told station WBMA he wants a solution.
I'm just have a bill that says that a fertilized egg or embryo has potential life. It's not actual life.
Former President Donald Trump joined the calls for Alabama lawmakers to act Friday, saying he would strongly support the availability of IVF. I'm Shelley Adler.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has highlighted the achievements of his ruling African National Congress, which has ruled the country for all of its 30 years of democracy, as it heads into a tight race. In May's election, Ramaphosa delivered the party's manifesto to thousands of ANC supporters at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban on Saturday. The rally came as South Africa faces increasing poverty, unemployment, crime, and a crippling electricity crisis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.